For live streaming on Facebook, you might wonder, what game do I play? You might also feel the pressure that you have to play whatever game is most popular at the moment. Here's what I do when it comes to what game I play. I'll show you my Facebook page here. I generally play mostly one game as my main game, but then once or twice a week, I'll switch things up also. For example, yesterday I played Smite on Xbox One, and lots of times when I play a different game from usual, that game may even get more views than my regular game does. For example, yesterday I played Smite, which is a free game on Xbox One. That video got 24,000 views, whereas the Call of Duty, that's the main game I'm playing right now, is Call of Duty Black Ops 4. That's the most requested game from the people that are commenting on my live streams. You'll notice the gaming videos I did in Call of Duty each of the last 3 days got significantly less views than playing Smite. Although this video here with Call of Duty, several of these Call of Duty ones got the same amount or a lot of views. Here I played Fallout 76. Down here I played Battlefield 5. And actually, this Battlefield 5 Day 2 video got a lot of views. Therefore, new video games present a really good opportunity, especially on Facebook. People are very interested the first week or so, especially the first day or two. But usually the first week or two of a new video game release, people are really interested to see a new game and watch it for the first time. For example, this Fallout 76 stream I did got a lot of views. And if we scroll down here, I tried the new Red Dead Redemption 2. That got a lot of views, 73,000 the first day and 34,000 the second day. Some of my most popular streams so far in terms of views. When a new Call of Duty came out, I played that almost every day. Those consistently got a ton of views. And what we see is that there's no magic formula for each of us to just do a certain game and get the most views. In fact, some of the most popular games often get oversaturated. Facebook offers a big opportunity, like I did with Smite yesterday, to go back and play some games that people don't stream that often. Because what you want to consider with streaming on Facebook is the ratio of people playing a game and wanting to watch a game versus the amount of people streaming it. I played Smite yesterday, and Smite has about 2 million followers on Facebook. Meanwhile, almost no one actually streams Smite. Therefore, doing a Smite stream yesterday, I got a bunch of new people to discover my stream on Smite for the first time. Then when they follow the page, they might realize, hey, this guy also does Blackout. When you try some different games out, especially some older games that people don't watch that often, then you can get the ability to build a following on whatever the game is that gets you the best amount of views, the most interaction, the most excitement. And often you can then work that into your main game, or you can make that a thing. Therefore, constant innovation and testing. What I don't recommend is just sticking to the same game all the time, especially if you're not getting a lot of people to watch and you're frustrated with how slow your community's growing. Definitely test different games and see which one. Sometimes you might even download and install an old game. Try that out. I had some streams, some of the first streams I did recently that I was really happy with the views on were some of these older Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies games. I played, and this blew me away because I played games that had been out for years and I got the most amount of views. Here's one, 39,000 views on Black Ops 3 Zombies right before Black Ops 4 came out. That was the most views I'd had on a video in a long time. And sometimes you need to work your way up to it. You might need to play a game several times and then people will get to know you in it. So I recommend just keep testing things out. Keep interacting with your community and listen. People often tell you what game they'd like to see. Now, sometimes you'll try the game and it might not go very well, but that's fine. It's not a big deal to play something and then have not that many people watch because you've at least given that a shot. So thank you very much for watching this. I know a lot of us spend a lot of time thinking about what game to play, and I hope this provides a little bit of guidance in terms of what game to play on your stream. In the short version of the whole lecture is just keep testing, keep trying different games, test out where you get the best following. There's no magic formula for anyone, and even if there is one for a short period of time, it soon will change into a different game or a different formula. Wow, you've watched this much. I imagine you will absolutely love my Facebook live gaming course on euthena.com/courses/fb.gg. The link is in the description. This is a really detailed course. It's got a ton of good information you're going to love. And anything new I make will be added into this course first, where you'll be able to see it. Everything from earning money as a new streamer. You don't need to build up a huge amount of viewers to earn great money and do streaming full time. As you might notice, many of my streams, there's not a massive amount of people watching. There might be 20, 30, 50. And yet, with teaching video courses, at selling them on Euthena, even at $8.18, I'm able to make a full-time income and support a bunch of other people making a full-time income as well. If you've got the skills to do live gaming, you may be able to teach as well. If you'd like to get this course at the very best value, will you please join the Euthena Partner Program? Because I've got a mastermind of my inner circle. We are working together to build up euthena.com. Many of us have YouTube channels, Facebook pages, we're doing gaming, or we're teaching courses. If you want to build an online business and have an amazing support group and mastermind and resources, Euthena Partner Program, you will love it. It's on the Facebook course page. You also, if you just want to buy all my courses, the Jerry Banfield Forever course bundle includes everything I've made and will make forever, including this course. I think you might love that. You also get access with this course to my Facebook group and Discord server where I answer questions. Thank you very much for watching this. I love your awesome. Congrats on making it to the end. And maybe I'll see you in the Facebook gaming course soon. Maybe I won't. If you're wondering, Jerry, what's the thing that's the best that you've made that could really help me the most? I have an audiobook that's also on paperback and Kindle named Speaker Meeting 2017. It's my life autobiography, and the people that have read it have told me it was absolutely incredible. The level of honesty and the detail I shared in it helped them to deal with many of the same issues they had experienced in addiction and recovery and just in life generally. If you are in some kind of recovery like Alcoholics Anonymous, you might find this really helpful because this is essentially my fifth step put straight into a book where we admitted the nature of our wrongs to others and where I describe my journey during the first 3 years of recovery. It is available on audio, which is a format I recommend, but it's also available on Kindle and on paperback. If you'd like to buy it, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com, click on one of those links for it, because you will feel great knowing that helps me earn the most as the author.